Could Australia become an economic basket case like Greece if the government fails to tackle painful reform? The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is warning that's a real risk down the track unless the May budget curbs what it calls runaway spending on the aged pension, family tax benefits and childcare. And there are some red-hot recommendations in an election year. Abolishing family tax benefit Part B, means testing the childcare rebate and transforming pension payments into loans against the family home. The Chamber's Chief Executive Kate Carnell spoke a short time ago with our business editor Peter Ryan.
Kate Carnell, you say that without major reform, the system will break and Australia will end up in painful austerity like Greece and, to a lesser extent, Spain. Isn't that a pretty dramatic comparison to make?
Well, it is a dramatic comparison, but I think dramatic comparisons are necessary. You know, in Australia today, every day the government raises about $1 billion and spends $1.1 billion. So every day we have to borrow $100 million. Now, everyone can understand that you can only do that for a period of time before you go broke, really. So we've got to start moving the pendulum, start getting the budget back into balance. If we start now, the pain will be significantly less than it would be if we waited till we got to the same situation that we've seen in some European countries.
You're not saying now, but perhaps later, unless there's harsh budgetary medicine. Even so, Greece is back in recession. Their jobless rate is above 25%. Here in Australia, the economy has been expanding for more than two decades, and the jobless rate is at 5.8%. So Australia is not in an economic crisis yet.
No, look, it certainly isn't. But I think everyone understands if you spend more money than you raise, in the end, you run out of money. Or in the end, your borrowings become so significant that they really impact upon government's capacity to deliver services. Now, that's what happened in Greece. Now, I'm not saying that we're anywhere near that now, but isn't it sensible to start the process of reform? And I think the government's done some of that already, but much more needs to be done to get the budget back into balance so we don't end up losing our AAA credit rating and having borrowings that impact on service delivery.
Well, as you say, Australia does have a AAA credit rating from the big three, Standard & Poor's, Moody's and Fitch. But are you concerned that that could be in jeopardy unless we see some major belt tightening in the May budget?
Look, what we're saying is that lots more has to be done. And if we don't do that now, then our capacity to bring the budget back into balance will require much more austerity, much more dramatic movements in the future. And there are a number of things that could be done. I think one of the things we've got to look at is where we can have some changes, say, to the old age pension to ensure that those that might be able to do it a different way are given the opportunity to do so.
Now, just going to your pre-budget submission, you're targeting the aged pension. So instead of pension payments, owner-occupiers would have their pensions transformed into a loan against the house that would be recovered when the house is sold. So would that be forcing retirees into something like a reverse mortgage to get them off the public purse?
It seems irrational, really, for a family home not to be counted when you look at pensioners' capacity to fund themselves. For people in multi-million dollar homes, that really are keeping those homes for the purpose of giving them to their children when they die.
So including the family home in the means test for the pension?
Yes, that's right. And maybe you start by only taking into account homes worth a significant amount of money. What we're also suggesting in our submission is that there's a whole range of things that can be phased in over time as long as you start early enough. Say with Family Benefit Part B. Now, that was brought in when Australia had a surplus, when we could afford to pay for it. We don't have a surplus now. We have a deficit and quite a significant one. So why don't we look at situations where people who have currently got Family Benefit Part B keep it, but new people can't go onto it? I think we've got to accept that we can't afford in Australia now what it's costing us to run government.
So targeting Family Tax Benefit Part B and means testing the childcare rebate in addition to reviewing the aged pension. So you're really proposing the government start cutting a swathe through middle-class welfare that came during the Howard and Costello years.
Look, that's what we are suggesting. Now, look, during those days we had a surplus, and so the government was in a position to be able to give some back. We don't have a surplus now, and so I think we've got to tighten our belt to reflect that.
These are obviously red-hot issues, particularly in an election year, and particularly as the Prime Minister's backed away from raising the GST. How confident are you that the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, will tackle any of this in the May budget?
Look, I'm hopeful that he will. Now, Scott Morrison has brought down expenditure, but we've got to get government expenditure under 25% of gross domestic product, of GDP, if we are to get the budget back into balance. That means Scott Morrison's got some work to do to continue to reduce government expenditure.
Kate Carnell, Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.